Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's time once again to meet our community, the Hispanic business community here in Orange County, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, with Mr. OC himself, John Hernandez.
Hernandez Gutierrez.
Gutierrez. Why did I say Hernandez?
I don't know. Maybe
I want to see if you're paying attention.
I think you're thinking of, I think her last name was Hernandez, the famous actress at the Newport Beach Film Festival.
There were some beautiful actresses at the festival.
Great movie, by the way.
Great movie.
Great Newport Beach Film Festival.
About Jenny Rivera.
That's right. That's right. Welcome, everybody, to our community podcast show powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, John Gutierrez, Senior Vice President here. With us today, we have another one of our community leaders, Mr. Carlos Humphrey. He's an entrepreneur, owns several businesses, but most importantly, he does these really cool community events. They're called HEAT, and they're business networking events, but they really focus on that Hispanic Latino community, about helping empower them. And he's with us here today to share a little bit about his big event that's happening November 2nd in Buena Park at the DoubleTree Hotel. Welcome, Carlos.
Thank you very much for having me here in your program.
All right, step up, eso. And he might speak a little bit of Spanish. Estamos bien si hablamos español. No hay problema porque somos la Cámara de Comercio Hispano y hablamos. Thank you, Mr. Paul Roberts. Did you give me more sound there?
Thank you. I'm cranking everybody up here.
Yes, crank us up because we got to give a lot of energy to all of our members right now. We're getting into the holiday season, so everybody's out shopping, right? So we got to give them a little bit of heat, right?
Yes.
So, Carlos, before we move on into this event, which, by the way, is November 2nd at the DoubleTree Hotel in Buena Park from 9:30 to 7:30, you're going to have breakout sessions. You're going to have a great panel. Very famous radio host, Omar y Argelia, who for so many years were the host of K-Love, El Radio en el Español, which me and my wife used to love listening to him because they're a couple, right? They're husband and wife. And they're going to be your MCs of the event?
Of course, yes.
How do you know these people? How did you meet them? Or
I met them a long time ago on the radio only.
Really?
But I recently met them because I have a friend. His name is Jorge Cerratos. He's kind of famous too. He has a podcast. It's called Sinergeticos. And he came here to do a conference. And he invited them to their podcast, and I was there. So I listened to the whole, you know, podcast, you know, and I met them, you know, basically that day a few months ago. So I got the opportunity to talk to them and say, hey, I listened to you guys for a long time ago, and I invite them to the event.
Let's get him to lean in even more.
He's so you're in the camera.
He's so humble, so and he's so soft.
Frente, Carlos, para que te vea la cámara aquí.
Yeah, we got to get him louder here.
Okay.
And with us in the room, too, I just want to make a note. It's Brandon, your nephew, right?
He's my nephew,
and he's
almost my son already.
This guy's everywhere, man.
Almost son, he moves up to son.
He texts me every day. I'm like half asleep, Brandon. Oh, ¿qué pasó, Brandon? You know, he's texting me, he's calling me. But that's good, man. You have somebody who's with you, who's working hard. So kudos to Brandon. You don't see him in the camera here, but he's the man behind the scene. And I want to always make sure we give credit where credit is due, because I know that it's important. I'm pretty sure for you, you see it as a way to mentor him, even though he's involved with you, right?
Yeah, he helps me with everything. And, you know, sometimes people ask me, like, hey, can we do this? And I'm like, I don't know. Let me ask Brandon. He's the one who knows everything, you know?
Yeah, it was so funny. The other day, when we were trying to schedule the podcast, right? I said to him, can he be on this time, on this day? And I said, do you want to get back to me and ask Carlos? And he goes, no, I have his whole thing right here. He said he's available. Boom. We booked it. And here he is. Carlos is on the show, right? Brandon makes it happen.
Thank you. Thank you, Brandon.
Good job, Brandon. You know, guys, it's important we talk about these things because I think it's great that one of the things you focus on is the power of networking.
Yes.
Right? That's one of the things we do at the Chamber. That's one of the things you do at your events, right?
Yes.
And so I want to go into that in the event and all that. But first and foremost, I want the audience to get to know you a little bit. Okay. That's one of the things we like to do on the show. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself? De dónde eres? Dónde naciste? You know, where you grew up? How did you get to this point in your career? And why do we ask that? Because a lot of our viewers and listeners are also part of our chamber. They're entrepreneurs. They're our youth chamber, right? We like them to see the growth of someone's, you know, life and how they got to this point. So can you share a little bit about yourself?
Sure. Well, I'm from Mexico. I'm here from Tijuana, so I'm very close.
Nice.
And I came to this country when I was like 19 years old.
Okay.
So when I came here, I didn't finish high school, you know, in Mexico.
When you say you came here, what was the reason that you wanted to come here?
You know, actually, I didn't want to come here.
Okay.
My parents did.
Okay. Okay,
so they bring me here. Okay. It wasn't my option back then.
Okay.
So I didn't speak English. I didn't finish my high school. So there's a lot of things that I didn't know that I could do. So I start working, you know, like Pizza Hut and delivering packages, things like that. And then my parents went back to Mexico.
Oh,
and I stay.
And you stayed.
And I decided to stay because, back then, I'm talking about 20-something years ago, I had a girlfriend and, you know, things like that.
There was a reason why you wanted to stay.
So I stay. But I work, you know, years in, you know, places like that I mentioned, okay? And then I start working with another company, you know, with a big company. So it was a money transmitter company. And then I met someone who started telling me, like, you know, you should do your business. I didn't know I could do those things. So that was, like, my first
to start
mentor.
Your own business?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I start, like, wanted to a little more and more and more. And then, you know, I start working in sales. And I start, you know, dealing with a lot of Hispanic business owners that they didn't speak English well. Like, it was something similar to, you know, to the situation that I had. Mm-hmm. And I see that they were very successful. I was like, start changing my mentality. And I was like, yes, I can do this. So I start, you know, doing my first business, you know, 20-something years ago. And then my mom came back to me. She came back to the United States. And we put a business together. So my mother is my partner, actually.
So a family business.
Yeah, it's a family business.
Nice.
And now we have 7 business. You know, I love business. I'm an entrepreneur. And I've been always focusing on the Hispanic community.
I love how he said, and now we have a business, but we have 7 businesses. Like, it was no big deal. Well, 7 business?
Yes.
Is a lot of work?
Yes.
And so, you know, it's a big aplauso for you as an entrepreneur. Why do I say that? Because we have a lot of entrepreneurs that are part of our chamber. You know, the chamber's been around, our Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce has been around almost 40 years. And even though a lot of people hear about our big corporations, it's really made up of a lot of small business owners, right? A lot of small businesses that are just working hard to grow. And to hear that you were one of those small businesses in our community, and now you have 7 businesses, right? It's like, great job, Carlos, you know?
Thank you.
Kudos to you and all your hard work. What do you feel that as an entrepreneur was probably the most difficult thing that you faced, you know, starting your businesses? What would you say to somebody listening or watching in this show? What do you think is one of the most challenging things as an entrepreneur?
That you're not ready. I mean, sometimes you're never ready. Sometimes you need to start doing things and learn, you know. But you need to understand, you know, what is it that you wanted to do, mm-hmm. okay, in order to do something good. I think there's a lot of people who start doing business and they think it's going to be really quick. And it's not happen. I mean, quick, you know, it sometimes takes time. And good things really takes time. So I had a lot of issues at the beginning and a lot of things that I learned little by little. But I think sometimes the most common thing is that you start, you don't have enough, you know, maybe enough money, and you don't know how it works, and then mm-hmm. people quit because things doesn't go as well as you think.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. As planned, right?
Mm-hmm.
Things don't always go as planned. What is it like for you to work alongside with your mother? What's that been like for you?
It's been hard, mm-hmm. you know, it's been hard because sometimes it's a little hard to not mix the, you know, the emotions, you know, when you have a partner that you have that relation, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's been good as well. Of course, I trust my mom, you know, very much, and she helped me a lot, you know, a lot. But sometimes it's difficult. But nothing that you cannot fix with, you know, good communications and with the love and respect that we have for each other. So,
you know, Carlos, I love that you said that about the love and respect, because I think that's one of the things that's so important when owning a business with your family. I own a business with my sister and my wife, and every day when I go home and we talk about the business, you know, at dinner or during lunch or whatever, during a drive in the car, we can separate, you know, that family relationship and just focus on, right, like the business.
Yes.
And it's not personal, it's business, right? In your case, hey mom, no lo tomes personal, right? like, this is what I want to do. And maybe your mom's like, well, this is what I want to do, right?
Yes.
And you can might butt heads, right? And right? And that's the difficult part.
Yes.
But at the end of the day, you're still family. You still love each other, right?
Of course.
You still respect each other, like you said. But business is business, right?
Yes.
And I'm sure having seven businesses, it's tough.
Yes.
You know, real quickly, I want to remind everybody again, Carlos Humphrey is here with us, an entrepreneur. He does this great event that's going to happen November 2nd, HEAT, which is a business networking event. And he's going to have all these great leaders in the community. I mean, these guys are some pretty amazing people. Nayo Escobar, Paco Benitez, Bernardo Feta, Steph Comfort, Humberto Gutierrez. Hey, será mi primo Gutierrez? Of course, Carlos Humphrey will be there. The very famous radio host, Omar y Argelia, from many years, K-Love, which we listen to them. There will be the MCs. He also has Juan Carlos Gago and Manuel Ramos that are going to be part of this event. Saturday, November 2nd, from 9:30 to 7:30, there'll be breakout sessions. There'll be a great panel. There'll be some great networking opportunities for you. It'll be at the DoubleTree Hotel in Hilton, at the Hilton there, right? DoubleTree by the Hilton.
Yes.
In Buena Park, which is 7000, which is 7000 Beach Boulevard in Buena Park. You can get your tickets now or anytime at www.heatevents.us, which is heatevents.us. Again, that's heatevents.us. So if you want to be a part of this event, definitely reach out to Carlos Humphrey here. And I know you also have a good amount of followers on your Instagram and your social media. So they can just Google Carlos Humphrey.
Yes.
And your Instagram will come up. And your Facebook, I'm sure. They can reach out to you, right? They can DM you if they want to be a part of this event. What can they expect at this event? What is it that you want your guest or the people coming out to this event that hopefully they get out of it?
Yes. Can I say a few things in Spanish?
Claro, claro que sí.
Sí. Okay. A mí lo que más me apasiona de los eventos es el networking, el conocer otras personas, el ayudarnos. Y obviamente los conferencistas traen muy buenos temas y aprendemos mucho, pero lo mayor, el beneficio que tiene es el conocernos. Tú sabes, como latinos tenemos lamentablemente la mala fama de que no somos una cultura que nos ayudamos tanto. Okay. Y es una de las cosas que quiero fomentar, que nos ayudemos entre nosotros a seguir luchando, a mejorar. Y como latinos también tenemos, a la mayoría, no todos, muchas creencias limitantes, muchas creencias que nos limitan a llegar a hacer cosas que a veces no nos imaginamos. Entonces, para mí estos eventos nos ayudan a abrirnos un poquito la mente, a cambiar nuestra mentalidad y sobre todo a conocer personas increíbles. Yo he pasado por cosas difíciles en mi vida y el estar con las personas correctas me ha ayudado mucho en muchos aspectos, tanto profesional como personal también. Entonces, si nosotros vamos a este tipo de eventos con la mentalidad de ir y colaborar, conocer otras personas y ayudarnos entre nosotros, claro que tiene mucho valor este tipo de eventos.
Paul, can you please translate for everybody what he just said?
He said, you better be there.
That's exactly what I said.
Thank you. You know what's funny about that? Sometimes I see on the Dodger games when the guy is translating for Otani, right? And Otani will go for a long time. And then, can you translate? And the guy says like three words. And I'm like, how did he say all that? You just reminded me of that, Paul, by the way. And by the way, real quickly, I just want to make sure, you know, we want to send our love and our prayers to Fernando Valenzuela's family. Fernando Valenzuela is somebody that would come to our golf charity events. And of course, he passed away yesterday, the famous Dodger. And so we just want to send our prayers and our love to Fernando Valenzuela's family. He is somebody from Mexico, and he's somebody that really changed in the 80s, before you were born, Brandon. He changed in the 80s. Really, he brought the U.S. and Mexico together through Fernando Mania. It was just something incredible. You remember that, right, Paul?
How could you forget? Everybody went nuts. Yeah. This guy who didn't look like a pitcher, he was a little pudgy, wore long hair, and he was just a heck of a pitcher.
No sé si te acuerdas de Carlos, tú, de Fernando Valenzuela.
Yes, and I think he had to be one of the first Mexican pitchers in the big league. If he wasn't, he was certainly the most famous one. And people just caught fire with this
When kid. I met him 2 years ago, I actually was in awe because I was a little boy, and I would watch my uncles and my padrino, and they would all watch, you know, baseball and the Dodgers and Fernando Valenzuela. So for me, it was just like I wanted to share that with him growing up, my uncles and my whole family. But I think more than anything, as a Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, it's beautiful to see, like you just said right now, that these events are important to you. Because in our Hispanic community, it's important that we help each other.
Of course.
That we collaborate, that we network, and that we share with each other our ideas, right? And how what makes us successful, right? And I just kind of want to go back to a little bit what you had said earlier, right? How for you that's so important because in translation, a little bit in a summary of what Carlos said here, you've been through some difficult times in your life.
Yes.
And I know for me, that's something that my father at a young age taught me. There's a very famous saying in Spanish that I actually have on my fraternity jacket, que dice, that says, una mano no se lava sola. I have that in my fraternity jacket, and it basically means one hand cannot wash itself, right? And it was something my dad would always say, that and cuando tú vas, yo ya vengo. So there's like this famous Spanish, dime con quién te juntas y te diré quién eres.
Correcto.
Right? So there's these Mexican famous sayings that maybe you know about, that our dads and our moms know about, that they passed on to us. And I think today as entrepreneurs, I'm an entrepreneur, you're an entrepreneur, we're applying those things to a lot of our businesses and our events. Wouldn't you say?
Yes, but and there is a lot of those things that are negative as well, mm-hmm. that we kind of learned, you know, a long time ago. And sometimes we think it's true. Like, I don't know, for example, el que tiene tienda que la tienda. Mm-hmm. You know, so that means like...
What does that mean in English?
I don't know. Can you help me try to translate it? Well, whoever owns a store, he needs to be there, basically.
Needs to attend to it.
To attend to it.
Yes. Okay?
So that limits us to, you know, to growth, because we need to think, we think that if we own a store, we need to be there all the time. Mm-hmm. So that, so there's a lot of things that we learn, mm-hmm. that we need to change. Do you agree or no?
Look, I'm going to tell you something. People mm-hmm. always ask me, why did you join the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce almost 15 years ago?
Yes.
And this is what I always tell people. My dad taught me to be a very hard worker. I used to go work with my dad. My brothers used to go work with my dad. My dad was a landscape worker. Mm-hmm. So he taught me how to be a hard worker.
Yes.
But when I opened my own business with my wife and my sister, I remember I came home one day and I told my wife, I don't know that I'm going to be a very good boss or business owner or leader of this business. And she says, why do you say that or something, you know? And I said, because maybe I expect them to work as hard as me, mm-hmm. because that's the way I was raised. So I said to myself, I need to go find mentors that are going to mentor me on how I can become a better business owner, a better business leader.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So when I went to the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce events, I found people that I could say, wow, I want to learn from that guy or that woman or that person, who I was like, I think I can learn from these people.
Yes.
How to be a better business owner. Does that
yes.
make sense?
Yeah, of course.
So I felt like I found mentors.
Yes.
In this organization.
Yes.
And like anything, you take the good with the bad. I'm going to apply this. I'm going to apply this. No, I'm not going to apply that. And I felt I found. So for me, the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, I tell people it's like a mentorship school of business.
Yes.
For me, because that's something that my dad was never a business owner, so he couldn't teach me that. Yes. But he taught me how to be a hard worker.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I think these events that you do, that we do, it's really about mentorship, right? Like,
yes.
Like Brandon here, he's a young man, and he may be helping you put these events together, but he doesn't realize that by him sitting at these events and helping you, you're mentoring him, right? And one day, you're going to be old like I'm going to be old.
Listen to that, Brandon.
Right? You're going to be old and I'm going to be old.
Yes.
And he will be in our seats.
Yes.
And he will remember everything, right? Like we're talking about right now. This is mentorship. He's learning by default. And he's going to eventually, hopefully, mentor other people under him. Y sigue la cadena, right? The
yes.
chain continues.
Yes.
And I think that's the beautiful part about what we're doing with these events.
Yes.
You're finding mentors. Do not look at it like, oh, I got to buy a ticket. I got to go to this event. I got to be there all day. No. This is an opportunity for you to find mentors, right?
Yes.
And they may not all be your mentors, but one person here may be the right person you're looking for. yeah, as a mentor.
And it's not going to be the speakers. I mean, from the speakers, you can learn things. Mm-hmm. And you can take notes and you apply whatever mm-hmm. you like. But you can find, you know, business partners, mm-hmm. friends on those events.
Exactly.
You know? And it happened to me. The majority of my friends, my close friends right now, and some partners for some of the projects that I'm working on, mm-hmm. I met them on events. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's why I'm in love with this.
You know? Power of networking.
But we need to understand that we can, you know, because I see a lot of people going to events, just giving business cards. You're not gonna connect with anybody giving, you know, just business cards like that. I don't even take the big business cards with me anymore. You know? I try to go and connect and, you know, meet people and you find people, you know, interesting, and then you need to do a connection, and there's, you know, magic things happens when you have that mentality.
I love that you say that, Carlos, because there's events that sometimes I'm just tired.
Yes.
I don't want to go to them, yes. Right? Mm-hmm. And there's events that I'm just like, I feel like I need to. Like, something's telling me in my stomach, or God's giving me a message, you need to go to this. And then I go to these events, and I walk out, and I'm like, wow. This was the reason why I had to be here.
Yes.
I met somebody very important, right?
Yes.
And it's funny because, like today, the podcast, right? If I can share this story. Carlos walks into our building here at UCI. And the first thing he says to me is, so what are you doing here? Why are you guys here? And I look at him and I'm like, take it slow. Let me explain to you. We have our office here. And our podcast is with Mr. Paul Roberts upstairs. You're about to see that. But I think, if I'm correct, he was impressed by the building and the technology, right? And you're probably like, wow, what is the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce? Why is John Gutierrez here in this building, right? Right? But it was so funny.
We ask ourselves that every time he comes over.
And it was almost like, wow, they let you in here, you know? But once he was here, I shared with him the story that one of our board members is part of UCI. We work a lot with UCI, even though we work with a lot of universities, Cal State Fullerton, Burke, Chapman, other. But we have a strong relationship with UCI. And now he's seen the building, and he loved the building, and he's thinking of doing an event here, right?
Yes.
And possibly even getting an office here. So it goes to show how, by you coming to the podcast today, you may have found a new place to do events.
Yes.
You may have found a place to maybe one day have an office.
Yes.
Right? So you never know why you go do certain things.
Yes.
And that's why I go back to these events. You just never know. Carlos came to a networking event. That's how we met, through a friend of ours, Wendy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And here we are now. They're members of our chamber. They sponsored Viva la Cultura. They were there. I hope you enjoyed the event.
I enjoyed the event, and I knew people from there that now I'm talking every day.
Yes. The power of networking, yes. Right? Well, it was a great event. I mean, I don't know. What'd you think? It was like 300 people showed up.
Yes. And Brandon was in love like 3 times over there. I don't know why. Maybe we should ask Brandon why.
Brandon wanted to get married or something. What's going on? No, I think what's so cool about the event, though, is that we had a little bit of everything. We had business networking, which is what you guys were doing there. You guys hopefully were sharing your event with the people there. But we also celebrated our culture.
Yes.
Our history between music, art, and fashion. And I think that's what's beautiful about what we're doing at the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. It's not just business networking. It's also celebrating our culture. Right?
Yes.
Yes, Paul. Mr. Paul Roberts has a question.
I can't help but tie this together with what happened the other night. The 25th annual Newport Beach Film Festival. Big deal, right? Mm-hmm. Big mm-hmm. Hollywood stars, big movies coming down to premiere here in Newport Beach. And you guys hosted a Hispanic spotlight.
Yes.
And the world premiere of a new movie that we're all going to see soon about Jenny Rivera.
Yes.
The great singer. Called Jenny. Mm-hmm. J-E-N-N-I.
And it almost, was it 400 or 500 people showed up? It was
400 or 500 people show up to celebrate the life of this woman who was told her whole life, living in Long Beach, you can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
You can't sing this music. You can't be a star. You're a woman from a poor neighborhood. You've got all these, oh my God, all these horrible things after her, one after another. And she persevered. She believed that she could do it.
Yes.
And she now is an inspiration to others to show them they can do it. Because too often we tell ourselves, wherever you're at, whether you're rich or poor,
you
can't do something.
And that goes back to what Carlos said earlier, right? El vino de Tijuana. I mean, Tijuana is a tough place. I mean, It don't matter how tough Santa Ana, where I'm from, is, and some of these neighborhoods. Tijuana is, if I may say, I mean, it has a lot of beautiful things that I go to Tijuana for Mexican cheese and Mexican candy and piñatas and arnica.
It's
Brandon, did you bring
country.
My arnica, by the way? Brandon was supposed to bring me arnica.
Because it's another country. Yes. This is a whole nother world.
But Carlos was born and raised there, and Tijuana's tough, right, Carlos? I mean, it's a tough place to grow up. What was that like for you, man? Do you feel it prepared you for these tough times in life as an adult?
You know what? As a kid, like I mentioned, I was born in Tijuana, and I was there for maybe 8 years.
Okay.
And then I started moving to a lot of different places in Mexico.
Really?
Okay. Okay. Yes. So I lived in Tijuana for 8 years, and then we moved to Mexicali, Ensenada, which is close by. But then we also went to La Paz, Monterrey, so a lot of places.
Nice. So you saw a lot of beautiful places.
Yeah, but it was hard too, because as a kid, you imagine, you start, you know, making new friends.
And you move.
And then you move again.
Yes.
So it was hard. It was very hard. And it had a lot of, some kind of issues, frustration with those things.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
But then it helped me right now. It helped me a lot because I learned how to be resiliente. How do you say resilience?
Resilience.
Resilient.
So, you know, Carlos, it's so interesting you brought up that word. Right now, we as a chamber, we're working on a big project with the NFL, mm-hmm. with our friend Dave, and it's going to be a project in Santa Ana for the kids on how to teach them resilience.
Okay, great.
Because they're finding that a lot of kids today mm-hmm. don't have that.
Yes.
Or they, you know, because they're too busy in their rooms playing video games.
Or they give up too easy. They're not used to pushing through.
And that's right. What resilience is. Not quitting, right? Not mm-hmm. giving up, right? Mm-hmm. How do we teach that? And sometimes we learn that by default. In your case, you kept being moved around. Right, and you had to be like resilient, be strong, rebuild new friends, connect with new people. Right?
Yeah, things that I didn't understand back then, but now I understand that it helped me. Sometimes I tell my kids, because if I compare, you know, my childhood with my kids, they're very different.
Yes.
Very different. And sometimes I tell Carlitos is that name, is my son, my only son, because I have three girls, and I'm like, hey, you know what? There's no issues in your life. I need to, you know, to make you have a hard time, because when you grow up, you know, there's nothing that you need to understand yeah. from this
yes.
age. And she's just laughing, you know.
But you know what, Carlos, to Carlitos, your son, it's almost like you're giving him a better opportunity in life, right? You're giving him hopefully a better education than we had, maybe better opportunities. So I remember growing up, I remember my teacher told me, you know, even though your dad was a landscape worker and that's hard work, you need to go to college so you can be a doctor, a lawyer, a teacher. Never did anybody think I'd be an entrepreneur
yeah.
or a podcast show host or the vice president at the Hispanic Chamber, right? And so my teacher was like, and then your kids will hopefully be judges, you know, or, you know, not just a doctor, maybe a surgeon. So we hope that next generations of ours, right, will reach for higher goals.
Yes.
Right? And that's where the resilience comes in.
Yeah, but you know what? Sometimes, and especially with the Hispanic community, sometimes I see issues, and I had it too, and I need to learn to become a better father, you know. Sometimes we think like, oh, I didn't have this when I was a kid, and I don't want my kids have those, you know, suffer or anything. And sometimes we give even more than we're supposed to.
Yes.
I mean, I see that in, you know, a lot in the community.
Pero hacer padre es muy difícil, yes. madre. Es otra cosa, mm-hmm. right? What I said in English was, being a parent is a whole different world than being a business owner
yes.
or an entrepreneur, right?
Yes.
It's two total different worlds.
Yes.
Like, I was at the Newport Beach Film Festival with Paul Roberts, and we're around all these celebrities and movie people, right, Paul?
I'm trying to get close to him. You got your arm around them all here. You're Mr. OC. You know, you cut right through the crowd. Everybody knows you.
Everybody wants pictures. Everybody wants this. Everybody wants that. But then when you get home, you're just dad.
Yeah.
You're just Johnny the dad. Like, that's it. It doesn't matter who wants a photo with you. It doesn't matter who wants to be tagged on social media.
But if you had ever said to your dad a million years ago, Dad, I'm going to be at a Hollywood movie premiere with the famous, beautiful actresses in this movie. I'm going to be up on stage with them. What would he have said? You're crazy.
I'll tell you what. My dad once said to me this. This is before my dad died. I started my business, I think it was almost 2 years before my dad died of cancer. And I remember when my dad said to me, when he got up, because we took care of him. He lived in our house. We took care of him. And he said to me in Spanish, ¿No vas a ir a trabajar ahora? He said, you're not going to go to work today? And I looked at my dad and I said, I am working, Dad. He goes, what do you mean you're working? Right? And I said, this is my business and this is what we're doing. And he said, and he looked at me kind of shocked and he said, ¿De veras? He was like, really? You're working? And I said, yeah, Dad. And he goes, and you get paid like okay for this? You know? And I said, yeah, I make X amount of dollars. And he was really surprised, you know? Mm-hmm. And I looked at him in the eyes and I get emotional saying this because I looked at him and I said, because of you, because of your hard work, I have this opportunity.
Wow.
Because of your sacrifice. And I remember that conversation I had with my dad. I never forget it. I said, because of you, Dad, I am here today in this opportunity. You're a bracero. You crossed the border the hard way through the bracero program. You went through some difficult times. You slept in the trains. You were fumigated. You know, these were tough times for you. But because of you, I have this opportunity today.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for sharing this.
And I think that's important, man, that we pass on to our kids.
Of course.
And I have a mural of my dad and my father-in-law shaking hands in my house. In fact, I posted it today on my social media. And I talk about that. I tell my kids, don't forget your grandpas, what they did for you.
Because of them.
Because of them.
Yes.
You are here living in Irvine. And because of them, you live in a very safe community. Because of them, you go to these great schools. This is the sacrifice they made for you, for me. We have to pass that on to our kids.
Of course.
Don't you agree, Carlos?
Oh, totally. Yes.
And share it with others so that they can believe too.
And on Hispanic Heritage Month, as we end,
wow.
I mean, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to get
no, that's, we're all choked up here. Very powerful.
Yes.
But
very real.
I tell that story because my dad's no longer with me.
Yes.
So he doesn't get to see everything I do. And it's Paul Roberts' fault that he brought up my dad.
Yeah.
And he said this because my dad doesn't get to see this stuff that I'm doing. My mom hears about it. She'll see this on Facebook. My kids may see it. My wife obviously hears and listens. But my dad's not here to see all the hard work he put in, how it's paying off, right? So I see a man like you, Carlos, and I see people like my dad.
Wow. Both of whom are planting seeds.
Right?
Because your dad was a landscape worker. He was used to planting seeds.
Paul,
he didn't know what it would grow up
to
be.
But what people don't understand, Paul, is that people like Carlos, they come from Mexico like my dad did. And let me tell you, it's hard work, man. Mexico is tough. ¿Qué no, Carlos?
It is.
It's a tough place, man. We help. Our toy drive is coming up, by the way, December 5th. We've been doing this for, I don't know, 7 years. And for the last 4 or 5 years, our toy drive donates a couple hundred toys to 3 orphanages in Tijuana, Mexico. And in the 4 or 5 years I've been doing this, every year they ask me to go over there. And I still haven't gone. And the reason why I don't go is because it breaks my heart to see what these kids go through at these orphanages. And I tell the people that I go, I can't. I just can't. I have to worry about my kids right now. And they're like, but they want to meet you. The kids want to meet you. You should come. It's tough, isn't it, Carlos?
It is tough.
Kids have it tough growing up. That's why I have a lot of respect for people like you that come from Mexico. And when you come to a different country, like my dad did in the 1960s, it's not easy. I mean, look at you, man. You speak English now. And the first thing he said to me is, we're going to do the show in Spanish, right? Right?
Yeah, I'm in comfort zone speaking Spanish because, like I mentioned, since I get here, first of all, I came here when I was already, 19 years old.
Yeah.
And then I've been always focusing on the Hispanic community, always,
Yeah.
So that's why my kids speak Spanish. Of course, they speak English now, of course, and actually a little better than Spanish. And, I have friends that are Hispanic and their kids don't speak Spanish. Mm-hmm. So I don't want that to happen either. I want my kids to speak both languages, of course,
And that's great. I think that's important. And me and my mom just talked about this like 2 days ago. I go, Ma, when you're here at the house, it's okay. Tell Eli, when me and my wife are busy working, tell him this aguacate, right? Plátano. Tell him to teach him the Spanish words.
Mm-hmm.
I said to my mom, you could be his Spanish teacher.
Yep.
So my son is learning. My older son speaks Spanish pretty good, but my younger one, like you said, they kind of lose it, right? Because we all speak English to them. And my mom's like, looking at me kind of like, ¿de veras? ¿Quieres que le enseñe esto? And I'm like, yeah, mom. You're here with them. Why not? Teach them everything of products. What are they? Be a teacher to him. Yeah. And so it's so important we don't lose that.
Yes.
Guys, again, I don't want to forget this event. Please. They're looking for more sponsors, more supporters. HEAT. Aprende, conecta, y haz crecer tu negocio, which means learn, connect, and help grow your business, okay? This event is going to be November 2nd at the DoubleTree Hotel in Buena Park, which is coming up pretty fast.
Yep.
Right? Is it like 2 weeks?
Yep.
And I asked them before the show, I said, what is this, a small event? Big? They're talking about 200-300 people.
Yes.
That's a big deal. So you really want to meet a cross-section, a big section of the community, come.
And it's from 9:30 to 7:30, but they have different breakout sessions. There's a whole website you can go to, which is heatevents.us. Get your tickets. If you want to be a sponsor, reach out to Carlos Humphrey. There's a whole story, too, that Paul Roberts kept wanting to ask.
We don't have
enough time for that. But more importantly, reach out to Carlos. And again, he's going to have a great panel. Omar y Argelia, which are very, very famous people from the radio K-Love. They're going to be the host. You know, support what they're doing. They're new members of ours. Go learn. Find mentors, possibly business partners, investors. These are the kind of really good people that he's bringing to this event. And that is why we're reaching out to all of you to support somebody that came from Mexico and came to this country. And now, look at him. He's an entrepreneur, owns 7 businesses.
More than that, he's now part of our community.
Exactly. The Hispanic Chamber community, right? So with that, Carlos, we run out of time. We want to thank you for being here. Any last words, amigo?
No, thank you. And Paul, by the way, Paul, I love your voice. You have a very cool voice. You. And your English is very good as well. Thank you. Thank
Espanol,
you
for having me here. Not so good.
Okay. We'll see you guys all at the event. Thank you for joining us. December 5th is our toy drive. And we'll see you next time on our community podcast show, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce.
Well, there you have it. One more reason to tune in each and every time to meet our community, our whole community here in Orange County. Powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beale Applied Innovation Center.